Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. Just wanted to make a quick introduction. February 21st, 9 p.m. at the HaHa Comedy Club in North Hollywood, California. I will be doing my comedy birthday show, first show that I've produced in over a year. Email me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com, and I will set you up with them tickets. Just let me know how many you need and what name you want them under, and I will make some magic happen. It's an amazing lineup. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. And today's episode is with currently running in slow motion, Ariel J. Washington. I forgot to record the introduction right before you got here, so I'm doing it now. No, you're running in very slow motion, and so she's trying to get out the door. I'm holding her hostage here, and that's what it takes to get a good show going. You have to keep them from leaving. Anyhow, enjoy the episode, have some laughs, and don't forget to send Ariel some photos, which you will find out what I mean by that shortly. Separate but equal. I get it.
Exactly.
I like it. It's a good selling point.
We have almost the same hairstyle today.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at your hair, and I was like, I feel like you and I have very, like, we were separated at birth, and the way you can tell us that we're related is the hair.
My goatee is a little thicker, but.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're the reboot of Sister Sister, just so you know that.
Like, we have to do the thing in the mirror.
We're just like repeating each other's movements.
Oh, we're bad
and stuff.
At that.
Yeah, I'm not. I have such a delayed response to things that people do. Don't ever throw something at me. It'll hit me before I'm like, oh, I should catch that. Yeah, no. Especially since I had a little bit of alcohol, a little tiny bit, but this isn't my first dose for the day, so.
Ah, nice. Yeah. I wouldn't waste the alcohol throwing it at you.
Mm-mm.
That, I don't know nor if that sounds kind or mean. I wouldn't
that,
waste
no.
the alcohol throwing
that
it at you.
That sounded very mean. There was nothing nice about the way you said that.
But if
I
you
wouldn't
take it,
waste it.
If you take it like, I wouldn't waste the alcohol throwing it at you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice.
That's true. That's true. And I have plenty of alcohol to spare anyhow. That pantry is just filled with it. Because people always think, happy birthday. Here, have some alcohol.
Every day?
Every
Are
day.
Are you just telling people every day is your birthday?
Every day
so
is my birthday.
Alcohol?
I sign up for all the BevMo newsletters, but I tell my birthday is every day. I have 365 different emails, and each day I get a discount or a
nice.
Free shot. I don't know how that
the
works.
The idea of 365 email accounts.
Sounds,
gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I just know that that's 365 email accounts I'm probably not going to check that all have spam just collecting. I think my Yahoo is up to like
I get
10,000 emails.
I do go through your spam. Like, do you go through it? Like, actually see? I do.
I'll skim it real quick to see if there's something important that got lost. But if it gets too much, I'll be like, apparently that message isn't what I needed. So
well,
I'm just
if you
delete the whole thing.
If you don't click on the email, but if you hover your mouse over the email ad or the subject of the email, the text or the body will generate so you can see what the information is in the email without actually opening it.
No, I just look at the email address and be like, is this someone I probably would have gotten an email from?
I've become paranoid because I've lost out on a couple of production gigs by spamming them off.
Oh, mine
so,
goes to all my business stuff goes to my professional account.
I do the same, but the problem is that now so many people are spamming me there that I have to be like as cautious as possible. I think I stopped keeping track of my emails at some point, and but I, you know what really upsets me is when I see somebody's like email when their phone thing goes on, and it says that I have like over 1,000 unread emails. Like that, just like why?
Mine
why
is
would
like
you do that?
I don't even look at my Yahoo anymore because I moved to Gmail, and I have two there. I have one that's like for me as a person, and I have one that's for my business, and then my Yahoo is just where I send shit that I don't ever.
Yeah,
plan on
like we sign up for newsletters and you just want the coupon or whatever.
Basically,
yeah.
Or if it's like a free trial, I'll do the second one on. Yeah.
I used to abandon accounts all the time, even like MySpace profiles. I used to just like abandon them. Like I don't like the way this layout is. So instead of starting something new, or instead of like fixing it, I would just like create a new account.
See, when I stopped using my MySpace, I just hadn't thought of it in so long. And then I was like trying to go delete it because I didn't want that in the world anymore.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to delete your MySpace.
No.
I finally did it. Yeah. Mm. I finally did it, but it was like first I had to remember my password, which meant I had to have them send me information on my password. And then I had to go in there and I was like, delete. And it was like, are you sure you want to delete? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. And it's like, if you leave, you're going to be missing this. And I was like, all right, don't care, delete. And it's like, one more question. I'm like, who the hell runs this? I'm like, I just want to delete.
Yeah.
I just want this gone. And then they're like, well, we won't be able to get rid of it for like 5 days. I'm like,
oof. Yeah, who cares?
I'm just like, get rid of it now. I don't want it anymore. You're not going to get me back, Tom.
Yeah. Tom's not even there. Tom left.
He might if he, like, I think Zuckerberg's messing up enough that Tom could squeeze back in and be like, hey, remember when I didn't share all your information?
That's fucking true. I mean, literally all they had to do was fix MySpace, was make it so that people can't customize their pages. All they had to do. And we would have. I didn't.
That
because
was my favorite part.
Because certain pages would take forever to load because there would be too many GIFs and things that needed to like appear that would be like, you know what? I don't even want to see your stuff
anymore.
So
that's what they needed to fix is that's making literally, that more fluid.
Yes, that's that is all.
If you could customize it, but it wouldn't like take 7 hours to load your best friend's page.
Yeah, I think the problem is that it was like servers. And then I at the time, I wasn't doing comedy yet, but I was really into music. Mm. So I would have like my playlist, like Jose's top songs. And
oh, yeah.
Shit like that, and that would I would kind of be okay with some of that stuff, but it just it was building your own website. Like you learned
basically,
coding.
That's
through
why they
MySpace.
Shut that down because he was like, "You're teaching too many people too much shit."
Yeah, and everybody was able to create their own stuff. But
my favorite was the top 8 that turned into what the top 16 and top 32.
But that I was only because people were getting butthurt.
I generally still kept it at top 8 because I was like, "Nah, I like to stick to my decisions."
Good for you.
And it's just like. It was so funny when people get mad, like, why am I not on your top 8? And I'm like, because you're not one of the top 8 people in my life.
I've had that
get
happen.
Get out of here.
I've had that happen where I used to fuck with my younger brother where I would, like, when he would be logged into his games and then he would walk away, I would, like, start sending, like, saying things like if it was him, like, he would play Final Fantasy and then I would comment with like, guys, I think I might be gay kind of stuff and just kind of put that kind of stuff. Eventually people knew that it was me. Like messing with his account. So then he did something where like he would comment and post things as if he was me on my MySpace because I wouldn't log out of it.
Oh man.
And I was just like, you know what? Like I'm like, I really don't pay attention to this fucking
thing. He just
changed
your top 8 to like people that shouldn't be there.
Yeah. And like a girlfriend's getting upset. Like, who the fuck are you talking to? I was like, I don't know.
Only models in your top 8.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. Yeah. So.
No, it was just such a weird thing. I loved it when people would complain about not being in your top 8 and then you look on their page, you're not in theirs.
You're not on theirs.
Like, what the fuck?
But it's also maybe like a retaliation. Like you were, and then they're like, you know what? We're going to move Tom over here. He's back in the top 8 just to fuck with you.
Well, I mean, like my best friend has 10, she's the youngest of 10 siblings.
Yeah.
So if I were not in her top 8, I would understand because she has at least 9 people that she probably thinks are more important than me.
What I used to crack me up is for a long time, my top, like two of my top ones were Tom and Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila.
And then I was like, that's it. Cause
I
would,
fucking man.
I would, oh my God. I saw, apparently she did porn recently or
oh
something.
God. She sounds like Tommy Pickles to me.
Yeah.
When she talks. She sounds exactly like Tommy Pickles.
Okay. Do you recall me talking about how there was this quote unquote aspiring comic who was at the HaHa, who was doing some video. Like she was like a YouTube or Instagram model.
She
who
was?
Decided to try stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
She sounded just like Tila Tequila. Ugh. Like that same kind of voice and tone.
I would have disqualified her from everything.
I did. I was so dismissive. I was like, I don't trust you as a human with that voice. Like that was too vapid. That's the best. It's like an empty tank.
I didn't mean to make that face, but just,
it's okay.
The idea of an entire comedy show and that voice made me feel sad.
Yeah. I'm used to you making that face at me, so I didn't even notice.
That
so
made me feel very sad to think of sitting in that crowd for an entire 5 to 15 minutes.
I can't imagine. I've brought people with me because I always encourage people to try comedy, and I brought people with me that I regret bringing with me to comedy shows. There was one guy who I think you might have met him. This was back in the Flappers days. And I brought him out with me once or twice and he tried comedy and he did the mic and all he would talk about was how many women would hit on him and how attractive he was.
Who is this?
I don't even remember the dude's name, Jay or something. But he never did comedy beyond that. He was there twice. He, I think, went home with one comic. And
is
he
still
was,
friends on your...
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm going to have to look up this person.
Yeah. This is one of those things where it's like, you would have met him once, like 4 or 5 years ago. Like, you know, so I don't think you would remember him, but he spent the entire time talking about it. And he was this like real tall, like slender black dude who just like he
Ooh, it's sounding familiar.
He would walk around like he had an insane amount of swagger that he would constantly be hitting. Like he's hit on my coworker all the time, like every day, like when are we gonna get together kind of thing. But he would hit on anything and everything. And then I took him with me twice to try comedy, and both times he was up there just talking about how good looking he was. He wasn't that good looking.
I don't think he hit on me.
No.
Maybe I'm a troll.
I recall him trying to hit on Liz.
Yeah.
But you were there as well, so I'm pretty sure he hit on you.
I'd have to see this person.
It would have been so long ago. The only reason I remember it is because it was two experiences that shook me so bad that I was like, I'm not just going to bring anyone with me to the mics anymore. Because that was too much like...
That makes me feel special that you still bring me.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, shit.
No.
Should I not have done that bit about how guys always hit on me?
Yeah.
They don't, though.
They don't hit on
me? Not always. I don't feel like I get hit on enough to be like... So, guys, hitting on you, right? But I get hit on enough, I think, just because I am a female in the world.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's because I'm, like, some kind of exceptional catch that guys are like, you know, that's Moby Dick over there. I gotta get her.
Wait, so what are you trying? You're not being negative against yourself.
No. I know I'm pretty.
Like, yeah, okay, I was gonna say, I was like, you're not, you're making it seem like...
I just don't think I'm the type of, that... Okay. Makes alarms start going off. I think I get hit on like the bare minimum of maybe a little more than most women just start off getting hit on.
You know what's interesting about that is that I've noticed that there is sort of a classism of the way men hit on women.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain women will get just like the most dirtiest dudes just coming after them.
Mm-hmm.
And some will just get like rarely get. And that doesn't mean one is more attractive than the other. It's just whatever... something about them that draws other people.
And like who knows? There could be so many reasons. Like for the most part, when I'm on public transportation, I have my headphones in, my glasses on, my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people get the hint. Like she's not interested in having a conversation. A lot of them don't, but yeah. Most people get that hint. Plus I've heard that I'm intimidating for some reason, which I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But
either.
If that's my perception from guys that I'm intimidating, then I'm probably less likely of a target to get
Look, Ariel, I'm as a guy, and I know these things. If I can point out your flaws,
yeah,
okay,
please do.
No, I'm just kidding. I got scared just saying that because you're like, fuck, give me a reason to kill you.
No, I know, but I'm self-righteous. I'll give people that. That is one of my flaws.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's one that I'm still debating whether I'm willing to work on. Because
I mean, you're not. I mean, here's the thing: you're not being self-righteous on a bus. I mean, you can be if the scenario calls for it. But it's like unless somebody looks at your Facebook and has had some those kind of conversations with you, they're not basing it off of that. I'm sure the problem is that at least what I've noticed is that. Depending on how they meet you, like if they saw you like from a photo first, if they saw you like an ad or something where they didn't have to get to know you as a person, just sort of judging you on your aesthetic, I think that maybe that would lead a guy to hit on you more. But if the first thing they hear from you is your opinions or your thoughts or whatever, then that will deter them from like coming in hot and just, you know, fucking waving their dicks around or whatever they do. I assume that's what happens in your inbox.
Yeah, they just
like,
come around.
There's just like a parade
actually,
of them.
Actually, one dude, I think I don't know if you remember this, but some dude named Dave White.
I don't know.
Which I need to see if anyone can like find him and hack this dude's Facebook. But he blocked me.
Uh-huh.
He sent me randomly. I had never met or talked to this person, did not have any friends in common with him. I have no idea how he just picked my profile to line up.
Uh-huh.
And I just get this rate me, right? RATE. I always have to say that.
I understand.
Very well, because people are like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath was a picture of him, and he was like this very unfortunate looking man.
Okay.
Caucasian male.
Mm-hmm.
With like a crew cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like standing there completely naked.
Yeah.
Just dick out to the world towards the camera. And I had so many thoughts. I was like, why? Was the first thought. Second, he like his body looked like one of those worms from Men in Black. his like very pot gutted, like you know the little kids in those African commercials that are sad and sick.
Where they have
which
no
isn't
muscles,
what just... Africa is, but you know the commercials.
I know what you're referring to. Yes.
And his face was unfortunate looking. His body was very unfortunate looking. His penis was not large or average. or erect. He sent me a flaccid dick pic.
A flaccid dick pic?
Yes. And then my last thought was like, who's taking this picture? Because it's like full length. This isn't like a, you know, when a guy takes a selfie himself or, you know, from a low angle. Timer. Yeah, maybe. But it was very high up. It was like, what counter is this on? Like, is this the same picture he sends to everyone or is this picture specially for me? So I was just like, hey, I'm going to post this picture on my timeline and let my friends judge. And the only reason I didn't really do it was because I have kids that follow me, you know, like family members. And I was like, hey guys, this dude just sent me a dick pic. So I'm probably going to be posting it up here in a minute to see what you guys think. Cause he wants us to rate him. So you guys judge. And then I'll tell him what we collectively think. And he's like, don't post my picture, bitch. And he's commenting on my thing. Cause this is before my page was private.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't post my picture, bitch. And my friend's like, don't call my cousin a bitch. And I'm like, it's all right, dude. Like, this guy sent me a dick pic. He does not have the upper hand here.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not your picture anymore, sir. You gave it to me. Mm-hmm. You wanted me to rate it. I could not come up with a rating on my own. So I'm asking, you know, I'm phoning a friend.
Yeah.
And now, he was so mad that he blocked me. I had a friend that was like, you know, I can hack stuff. I can find his information. And I was like, well, I might want that, but I forgot about it.
So not that I want you to.
I still have the picture, though.
I was going to say, I don't want to see it. A part of me, kind of does.
It's bad. It ain't attractive, but I could boot it up right now.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's rate this motherfucker.
Give me a second.
All right, go for it. Go for it. Okay, while you're doing that, can you bring my phone over as well? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Only reason you want to do this.
That's the only reason, because I was like, I don't want to get up and grab my own shit.
You're welcome.
Hold on, let me put these headphones on, because sometimes you can hear the little signal thing coming through.
Put the headphones on.
There you go. And it sounds amazing. You have such a lovely voice.
Thank you.
You should go into podcasting.
I have been told that.
Yes, you should. You should.
I heard I have a good radio voice.
You should. I've been told this. I've been told I have a good radio face. It's very flattering.
It is. It's a very high honor.
There's never something like, well, you don't look as nice as you sound. It's never a good thing.
I think my voice is always mistaken for someone else. Mm-hmm. Like if you haven't met me and you just talk to me on the phone, I think most people expect someone else to show up.
Yeah.
Like I think a lot of your fans, if you posted like pictures of me, they'd be like, whoa, that's what we've been listening to.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? After this, I'll post the photo so we can do a we'll take a photo outside where we could do a hair comparison.
Compare.
Yeah, so they could see that would be professional as. But while we're waiting for her to boot her thing up, you guys, February 21st at the Haha Comedy Club in North Hollywood will be my birthday show. So Ariel, you should come to that.
What day?
February 21st, which is a Thursday. 9 p.m. If you guys get there by 8 p.m. and get on the guest list, you will get in for free. Email me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com, that you would like to go, how many tickets you want, and I will set that up.
That was great.
I know, right? I'm so professional.
God.
It's taking forever to find this dick pic. How many pics do you have in there?
I have a collection, man.
Do you really?
Guys
do you have like a folder?
Guys are always really proud of their dicks and want to show you their penises.
Please show me all the penises.
Ugh.
No, don't do
see
that.
All of them.
You guys don't email me any dick pics.
Most of them aren't great.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
All right, so as you can see, the message says rate me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it between us.
Hold on, there you go. All right, let's take a look. This is not between us. Oh my god.
Okay, so it is on its counter.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But, like, rate me. What did he think he was going to get? Like a 10?
I got to see this real quick. Okay, so I'm going to describe what I'm seeing right now. Think of the face looks like if he was to play just think of a redneck.
He definitely looks like straight up Trailer Park.
Yeah, like a Trailer Park dude with the goatee touching the... you know what? Like... what's his name? Larry the Cable Guy, kind of like a skinny Larry the Cable Guy, and like the facial hair and everything. Like all he's missing right now is a trucker hat and clothes.
Lots of clothes.
Fucking flaccid dick and his non. It's like there was no definition anywhere. This guy doesn't fucking do any kind of squats. He has, you could tell from this photo that he has a Hank Hill ass.
He's got the secretary slope for sure.
Yeah, it looks.
He's got a sag. He's got like a little fupa right over his penis, and his balls hang lower than his penis.
Yeah,
like it looks like his penis has been stomped.
Yeah, it looks it just looks like it has an excess of skin around it. Which makes, by the way, you guys.
Doesn't he look like the worm from Men in Black? Like, yeah. His gut pooches out?
It looks like the worm from Men in Black if it was a redneck.
Pasty pale. Like, he is a pink dude.
Yeah. It's like all of his skin is very new.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
And that guy.
And I think he's in a tub. I think he's in a bathtub.
He's not in a tub. He's in his bathroom.
Well, maybe.
I think the phone is on the counter.
Oh, I see.
Is what's happening.
But I wish he was in the tub, because it just seems like it would complete the picture if he was currently standing in a tub, because he's like, you know what? This angle isn't good enough. Let me get a little further away.
Yeah, that's his counter.
Yeah.
But what is that pose? He didn't even pose for me. Just like
that. No, that pose is like he was trying to figure out what to do, and the timer on the camera went off when he was in an awkward position. And he's like, you know what? This works.
Yeah, great picture. Let me send this out to random females.
Yeah, you should.
The confidence of that guy.
You know what you should do? You should
make save t-shirts that photo. With that.
I was gonna say send it as postcards to your friends, and then just put the text over that says "Happy Birthday."
Yeah,
and then just send it. To,
rate like, me. Send it. Keep to, it between us.
Send it to Liz and be like, "Hey, Happy Birthday."
Hopefully, it finds him one day. Yeah. Maybe I should just post it up and be like, "Here's a picture of the dude." He won't know because I made it private.
You should post it and then put it like one of those missing signs, like "Have you seen me?" And then that.
I should try to find that. Maybe I can put that photo into like Google Images and see if he's like just been sending this shit around everywhere.
Like an image search. What's the guy's name again? I'm gonna see if I can find him.
It was Dave White.
Dave White. I
remember that. I can't see his name anymore, just his Facebook user, because after I threatened to put his picture up, he blocked me because I was the asshole in that situation.
Yeah.
He's like, this girl's unreasonable. All I wanted was a rating.
Do you recall anything about him?
He was gross.
Well, I'm trying to see if... Hold on.
Like, I don't want to look at the picture again, but I'm sure I could recognize his face if I saw... What if his profile picture was this exact picture?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because I feel like... No, this guy doesn't have... This guy has tattoos. That guy doesn't have tattoos, does he?
No, he was...
This is what I was looking at, but I don't think this is him.
No.
No.
Oh, man. I hate that I didn't get his information before he blocked me.
Yeah. It's always fun. You know what always surprises me is when somebody blocks you. Like, I've been blocked for people that I've never had interactions with.
Oh, I just recently blocked someone, and I feel great about it.
Yeah, which leads me to think that I must have posted something at some point that offended somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen my posts. I don't know if there's anything I've said that could really be offensive.
Perhaps, but only to, like, sad people. That's not him.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember where it said this dude was from. And Dave White's such a, like, white bread name. Like, anyone could be Dave White.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. I was going to say that's too common of a name. He might even have a different profile now.
Probably. He's probably David White now.
David S. White. Oh, man. I hope we find this guy.
I wonder what the statute of limitations is on showing the cops this picture. I mean, like, this guy sent me a picture of his penis.
We should do start a new search. Hashtag find Dave White.
Oh, can we?
Hashtag.
I can even edit out his penis, like blur over it so that people is just, not considered.
Duplicate the photo and then just crop it to just his face.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, we'll see if we
no,
can.
No, I want to. I'm just going to draw something over the penis and put his whole picture up in its full glory and be like, can you identify this man who sent me this picture?
Yeah, I think what we should do is we should put his face on his penis.
Yes, I'm gonna put his head on his dick.
Yeah, because initially I was gonna jokingly say we could put one of ours, but I don't know if you want your
face
anywhere near.
I don't want my
face
anywhere near.
Yeah, exactly. It's there's too many Dave Whites, and they all live up to the name. They are very white.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's I don't know.
But yeah, that dude, and that's the kind of thing. Like you, I think I told the story on here where I got flashed on the bus, and it's just like. Other than, but see, I don't get a lot of dick pics. Like, I know girls that get one daily, weekly. Yeah. And that one was, like, my first one. I mean, no, it wasn't. Because there'd be times when you're like online and someone's like, do you want to see a dick pic? And you're like, no. And then they just send it to you. Or I had this friend in high school that was like, do you want to see a picture of my dick? And I was like, no, not necessarily. And then like, I'm asleep. And a couple hours later, I get like a text and I look at my phone and it's his fucking dick. And I was like, I said no. Mm-hmm. I said no. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sad. I'm going through something. I was like, I don't give a damn if you're sad. You don't send out dick pics when you're sad. Watch Disney. Like, that's what I do. I'm never just like, oh, I'm so sad today.
Anytime I see a status update from you that you just watched something in Disney, I'm like, oh, she just avoided a dick pic. I just really avoided
sending like a clip pic.
Yeah. Is that even a thing?
No.
Okay.
Because women aren't weird about our genitalia.
Well, I mean, there are women who send breast photos, but
usually when they're requested.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, but
it's a rare outlier that's like, here's my boobs.
But
that's like a porn site that's trying to fish you for information or get you to pay. Like,
I mean, I did provide my social,
yeah,
and all of that, but I thought that was just coincidence. I thought that was flirting. No,
no,
it's not.
You
flirting.
She was just curious about you.
Yeah, she's like,
what's your social?
what's it's cool. What, like, how old are you? What's your social? Who was your childhood friend? Just like my security questions.
What was the name of your first pet?
Yeah. Oh man, that always cracks me up when it's like, what's your mother's maiden name or shit like that. I was like, you motherfuckers, do you really want to know everything about me? This is so flattering.
I've never been so appreciated.
I know.
No, I once had another friend who just like, he didn't even ask me if I wanted it. He just sent a dick pic.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Did you send this? And he was like, guys never have a good like real reason when you're just like, why did you send this? They're like,
I just thought you'd want it. Would you respect the guy more if he just said, I'm just really horny right now and I'm not using my brain? Not saying that you would appreciate it, but you would at least be like, okay.
Better than like, oh, I thought you like it. Why? What indication did I give? Don't send me dick pics.
So
guys.
Listeners, when you send Ariel dick pics, make sure you're honest with her what your intentions are with this dick pic. Just send it to her.
I'm going to get so many dick pics. I just gave everyone my email address. Can you bleep that out?
Sure.
From earlier.
We'll see. If I remember. No, here's what I'll do.
That's my professional one, so bleep it.
Okay, I'll bleep it. So here's what I'll do. I will have them, if any of them come my way, I will forward them to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
No, he sent it to me. And I was like, I showed it to my mom. She said, you have a really pretty penis. And he's like, why would you show that to your mom? I was like, I thought you wanted it to be seen.
That's so funny.
And so now, like, my mom knew that this boy that she thought was such a sweetheart had sent me dick pics. And he was, like, weird about talking to her around her.
I assume dick pics have been around even before phones. Like, Polaroids. Yeah.
You just get mail and you're like, ah, damn it.
Another one.
People just going around putting their, you know, Polaroids in people's mailboxes.
No, I feel like if it was, I want it to be more romantic than that. I want it to be where they get you a dozen roses and you know where they put the card, the slot, mm-hmm. They put a little envelope in there and you're like, this is really sweet.
It's just
you
a dick
open
pic?
The envelope and it's just a dick pic and it says in the back, thinking of you.
You know what? I'd probably be a lot more receptive to dick pics if I got flowers or something with them. Like,
you hear that, you guys?
Every time you send me a dick pic, you should also send me $50.
Yeah.
Here's, and I won't post it online.
So like, if you guys go to the live shows and Ariel happens to be there, give her a flower. If she accepts the flower, that means that she wants you to
Don't take his advice.
No.
He's setting you up for failure. He wants you to get punched.
That's, yeah.
But if you do want to send me a dick pic, just Venmo me $50.
I was going to say that.
And I will look at your dick pic and rate you. What I'll do. Every guy that wants to send out a dick pic,
Venmo.
I will do it.
Yeah.
Just Venmo me $50 and I'll rate you and you don't have to worry about any charges.
Yeah. So Venmo her $50.
But you have to Venmo me the money first. Before the pic.
She has to have the money in her account by the time she does it. So $50. If you guys want me to rate, I will do it for $40. So it's a savings.
Are you trying to undercut me?
I will do it for $40 and I will rate your penises and your breasts. And I will do all of that as a courtesy at a discounted rate. But act now and you can get both Ariel and I for $25 each. No, I don't know why I'm trying
no,
to.
No,
no.
I'm not going to be part of that. My solid price is 50.
A 50? Okay, fine.
It's only $10 more to get rated by a professional who has this done to them all the time.
That's true. It's only happened to me a handful of times.
Exactly. So, I'm a professional. I'm a pretty girl. Or unless you want a gruff man looking at it, ladies, $40 discount. This is the only time, ladies.
Yeah.
What you buy is less.
I can't imagine a woman ever investing money in paying somebody to look at her naked.
You underestimate how sad people are.
That's true. I still feel like if a woman really wanted me to see her naked, if a woman really wanted a man to see her naked, I really doubt she would have to pay for that.
Yeah, but then like she's paying for the rating.
That's true. I mean, I guess
I'll break it down. I'll write like a thesis. I'll say, I'll go down and be like, okay, let me rate you pose, overall, penis.
Penis.
Shape, curvature, length.
What girth. I love is that as I she's will, saying will, everything, you're, she's making these hand gestures like it's a rainbow dick.
Yeah. Not?
That, I mean, I suppose.
Okay, maybe I haven't been getting dick pictures, guys. Maybe it's just been pictures of rainbows and I'm very sensitive.
They all do come in different colors.
We'll put a rainbow over his penis when we post it.
That would be amazing. They should put a rainbow over the crotchal region.
No, because then they'll think it's like big. A pride thing, and I'm not gonna, you know,
that's true.
You connect this guy to pride. He doesn't deserve it.
He's not part of the LGBTQ.
They would never accept him. No. He's trash.
No,
LGBTQ is like,
we dope. Respect them too much to sully their name and their reputation.
Although I will say, tone down on the racism a little bit, LGBTQ.
Just a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, your grinders don't have to be set to no blacks or Latinos.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of dating sites are like looking for Latinas, white girls, and Asians. It's like, okay, why racism. Don't you just say
that's a preference?
That's racism. It's
so if
it's race. Here's the thing. It's a prejudice that has been deeply ingrained in us to think that darker people are the less attractive they are. So your preferences are usually guided by a little bit of racism.
I agree with you in that.
So when people are like, I don't like.
I guess I think I'm coming from a place where it's like, it depends on like, because I believe you can be not attracted to a person, but I think that in my head.
But you believe that people can be attracted, not attracted to entire races?
No. See, you're right about that. I think I didn't give that any real thought because in my head, it was way more innocent than that. I thought it was just like, I'm not really attracted to Hispanic men. And I just think to myself, okay, that's fine. If you're not attracted to Hispanic men, that's fine.
Yeah, but it's like, why? Every Hispanic man is a monolith. It's like, no, you're not attracted to a stereotype that you have of Hispanic men.
That's true. I think I was being too innocent and too polite with it.
So if you want a Hispanic man...
Yeah,
I say you go for it.
That's true. If you guys want to date a Hispanic man, I will find one for you. You know what? We should start our own dating app, our own dating site. Not an app, but like a site. Everybody send us photos of yourselves. Specifically,
we'll call it Rate Me.
Yeah, we'll call it
Rate Me.
Me.
Yeah.
And then we will rate each of you, and then we will be honest. And it won't be a sexual thing. We'll just be completely honest and let you know what our thoughts and our opinions are.
I feel bad that dating apps on the phones have gone so to shit. Cause like if people weren't so corrupt, they could have been something dope. Like I don't want to have to do the whole going out, trying to like find, you know, fish at a club, but I'd prefer to go to a bar or somewhere public, a public show and meet someone because the dating apps, it's just like, you're just bombarded with like,
have you tried speed dating? Up?
No, I want to.
You should do speed dating. I hosted a speed dating event.
I think it would be so much fun. I don't think I'd meet someone there I'm interested in, but I think it would be fun.
I told you I hosted a speed dating thing, right?
Well, you just did like 15 seconds ago.
Oh, I didn't tell you before that?
No.
Oh, okay. So I hosted, I got contacted. They were like, hey, we want to put together a speed dating thing. Would you host it?
And you didn't invite me?
I did not. Honestly, cool. I apologize, but I did not think of you at the time.
World just wants Ariel to stay fucking single forever.
I mean, it would be great for me because that means I can have you on the podcast whenever. So
you could have me on the podcast if I wasn't single.
That's not true.
Why?
Because he'd be like, well, what are you doing spending so much time with that handsome man?
You think I would date someone that insecure?
Yes.
I'd be like, look at his hair.
Yeah.
Of course you wouldn't spend time with him. As long as I keep my distance. That's luscious mane.
Thank you. Thank you. No, but I did host it. It was fun. This was like a couple years ago. And what's really funny is that... there was a guy there. Actually, I'll tell you this part afterwards because I'm not supposed to tell this story. This is a story that I'm...
Murder. This is foul.
No, that would be way more interesting, though. But I'll tell you afterwards. But it was just one part I will tell you is this. One of my old high school friends went, and this guy was just so insistent, and they hit it off initially, and then he got a little too... We got to see each other. I want to see you. I want to see you kind of thing.
Well, it's a narcissist.
And texts and calls and solid stuff. And she was incredibly bothered by that. She's like, yeah, this dude will not leave me the fuck alone. I was like, I apologize for introducing you to that. So when I got asked to do it again, it ended up not happening. But I was strongly debating not having people that I actually care about attend these things. Because then it would just turn into a whole thing of like, if I set them up with the wrong guy, then I would feel incredibly guilty about
that. But how do you set them up? Because I thought speed dating was like the people decide.
No, the people decide. But I'm saying is that if I invited you to the event and then you pick the wrong guy, I would feel like it's on me.
Nah, that's still on her. She's picking the dude. Everyone knows what speed dating is.
I understand that. But like you specifically, if you pick the guy and you would not have met that guy any other way, only if I had not invited, if I had not invited you to that thing, you would have never met the guy and he ends up being some kind of asshole. I would carry that guilt with me.
Well, I just want you to know, I wouldn't blame you. I blame like my years of built up daddy issues and, and the fact that I'm an empath. And for some reason I'm attracted to narcissists.
Yeah.
I'm completely like,
That's why
I don't want a narcissist, but they find me and they're like moths to the flame.
Yeah. Have we had this conversation that where I thought for a long time that I was a narcissist?
Did you?
Yeah.
Maybe you were dealing with one. One of the things is narcissists can make you feel like a narcissist.
Yeah. I think it mostly comes
from... You start thinking like, oh, I snapped, so I must be the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, that and also mostly due to the fact that like everything that we pursue, acting or comedy or whatever, is a little bit of a me kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the podcast. And I was like, wow, I'm really doing everything for myself.
Which is probably why we're... I feel like I'm so not a narcissist, and that's why I'm so unsuccessful in my career. Like, I need to be more narcissistic and more me.
There is definitely a big chunk of what we do and what we pursue that is so self-indulgent that we have to, like, we're rewarding ourselves. And we are also becoming the generation of self-healing and self-care and things like that, which is fucking great. Don't get me wrong. It's an awesome thing, but it also does become a where we are going to be spending way too much time trying to take care of ourselves versus trying to do something better. And I think everything that I was doing was so focused on me that I felt like, am I a narcissist?
Yeah.
You know, and
once you finally start like, no, I'm going to focus on myself, you start to feel like an asshole for it. But it's like when I was writing the biography for my website, it was the hardest page to do. It took me so long because I'm like, how do I talk about myself in third person and not sound like an asshole?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted someone else to write it, but I was like, nah, I got to write it. I got to get this done.
I got to see if I changed it yet because I'm pretty sure I did.
Well, while he's doing that, you guys should give my website a look, arieljwashington.com. Ariel, A-E-R-I-A-L, jwashington.com. Yeah. If you don't know how to spell Washington, you don't deserve to come to my page.
Yeah, how dare you. Mine was always like, I literally always did the same thing when I first started to stand up. And I would just use the same one over and over again. And one of my biggest selling points was that I performed at the Spotlight Comedy Club, which was not really a comedy club. It was a nightclub that would do comedy for like an hour or so. And the other credit was flappers. So it was like such an old thing. And
Jimmy, the other day when I was like, anyone got any leads on jobs? He was like, flappers. Yeah. And I laughed so hard.
I did. I said that to you too, but
did you? Yeah. Oh no, maybe it was you. I thought it was Jimmy.
How dare you?
He was like, flappers is higher, and I was like, they can keep higher. Yeah.
You know what? I did change it, thankfully, because there was a point in there where I acknowledged the fact. So this is what it says: Jose Chavez was born and raised in the San Fernando Valley by a single mother, along with his sisters, in a single parent household. His family's strong bond and thick skin conditioned him to handle all situations with a calm demeanor, and taught him early on how to be comfortable with laughing at himself in all situations. And then from there, it goes on about social anxiety, depression, blah blah blah. Yeah.
Oh, you wrote all that in there?
Yeah. So, you know, I figured like since 2010, the native Los Angeles comedian has focused his self-deprecating humor on talking honestly about social anxiety while embracing the awkward and encouraging others to do the same. He's worked with comedians, blah, 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 yada, yada. So I did all that. But there was a part where I would say, currently he's speaking about himself in third person, so it makes it seem like he has representation when he doesn't. So I had that part in there for the longest time.
I love that.
And I think the only reason I took it out is because somebody said something like, oh, you should really remove that if you want to seem more professional. I was like,
but you're a comedian though.
That's true. I think,
and like, also, I think for me, that would be weird, but for you.
Yeah. It's weird.
I mean, I would probably put something like Errol enjoys pottery, singing, dancing, mm-hmm. going to the movies, talking in third person. Yeah. Like, I think that's funny. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny. I think if someone's a professional and they're reading this and they get to that line, they don't laugh or like think like, I like this person. I like this guy. They're probably not someone you want representing you anyway. If they've got that much of a stick up their ass, like you're representing a comedian. Your page should be funny.
Yeah, but the episodes themselves actually do say all that. I like that you're doing what I'm doing.
Because it's like so wet and it's like bothering me.
Yeah, so I put these coasters down. These fucking dope ass coasters that I got for Christmas. And so like, and I just like, there's so much accumulation of condensation. I just like wiped it down. And is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is why I had it turned off.
Yeah. See, fucking Ariel's always. I was about to say Ariel's always getting them DMs. How often? What does a person slide into there? Oh, are you stepping out?
No.
Oh.
I just left. This interview is over.
Well, I wouldn't be the first person, which is why I like asked.
Ariel just left without any of her things.
I have had not like leave altogether, but I have had a couple of guests get up and walk away and be like, hold on. And they step outside and they take a phone call for like 10 minutes before they come back in. They're like, sorry. Yeah, I know. And one of them was, I won't mention her name, but I think she didn't tell her boyfriend that she was going to be here. And did not want him to know that she was currently with another man recording the podcast.
She should be with someone else because that man is probably a narcissist.
Well, that relationship ended because he was a narcissist. But yeah. I also don't want to mention because I'm being respectful to her relationship.
No, I get that. So, but it's just like, if someone's like, I don't want you recording with some man, it's like, get over yourself, bro. Like, guys, get over yourself. Yeah. Ladies, get over yourselves.
Yeah, and ladies... if he's doing that kind of thing, move on. Next. Don't justify it. That's one thing.
But that goes to both, because there are some narcissistic women out there. Like, yeah. I have a coworker who's being used and manipulated by this chick. And I'm like, I keep telling him, like, hey, as a girl, I'm giving you this information. What she's doing is manipulative.
Yeah.
I was like, she's told you as much. And he's just in love with love, and he wants to keep giving her a chance. Like, I hope he finally gets it into her head that she's trash after this last thing she did. I won't mention any of their names, but she did a thing where she, they've been trying to be friends. Mm-hmm. Like, she volleys back and forth from, come over, I want to cuddle, to like, I just think we should be friends, and you're taking this too serious. Like, she'll always make the first step towards kissing and cuddling and having sex, but then, like, afterwards, she'll tell him, like, what happened to us, you know, just being friends? Mm-hmm. I think you're getting too attached. So the other night, I guess this past week, she's gotten more into like hanging out with him again. They've been hooking up again. Mm-hmm. And she texted him like yesterday about how she hooked up with some other dude. And like, she feels weird about him. And the guy was weird afterwards. And she just doesn't know what to do. And he was like, why the fuck are you telling me this?
And I was just like, how old are they? Ballpark?
Mid-20s.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just
still too old for that.
I'm just like, dude, she's taking advantage of you. Mm-hmm. And she wants to see how far she can push it and how in her pocket you are. Mm-hmm. I was like, move on. This is not going to bring you happiness. I know you're looking for love. She doesn't love you. And the more time you waste on her, the more time you lose with whoever is actually going to treat you well. It's like, you're probably losing great opportunities because you're chasing this dream that doesn't exist.
Everyone, Ariel's talking about me. She's trying to save me. Okay. That's what this all is.
No, but it's just like, it's not just dudes. I'll admit that it's a lot of dudes, but it's not just dudes. There's some manipulative, crazy women out there.
Individuals, all encompassing. It doesn't matter what gender, sexual orientation. People are people who can just be just as destructive or narcissistic or whatever, that can really negatively impact who you are. If you are a less person with them there, then you are, you have something you have to really reevaluate or work on.
It's about seeing the signs. It's about, once you realize who you are and what you're worth and what you're willing to put up with or not, then they'll be less strong, which means you're probably going to come into contact with more aggressive narcissism, because you're not so easily put in their pocket, but you're not going to be a great target for them. I tend to be a great target because I'm empathetic. Like, I care about people, and if people are hurting, I, like, no matter how much of a shit they were, I'm like,
yeah,
you're hurting.
You're right. You are pathetic. I mean, I am.
But I'm working on it.
No, but you're not. You're not. No, first of all, everything you've said, even on this podcast, has always been about you standing up and saying something, making a statement, and not letting somebody walk all over you, try to take advantage of you. You are not a weak person by any means, nor should you ever perceive yourself as somebody who is you're sympathetic, not necessarily empathetic. And there's, I mean, you are empathetic, but like, you having sympathy towards somebody and their situation, and you know, and then them trying to take advantage of you from there, that has nothing to do with the fact that you, like, are allowing somebody to take advantage of you. They just saw an opportunity, because that is what a narcissist does. They see a moment of like, oh, this person's taking time to acknowledge me, or to let their guard down with me. Now this is where I jump in. So you don't have to worry about yourself. You are just, you know, it's just that when you are around that kind of person, they will always attempt it. It doesn't matter if you are a strong person or a weak person. It's just a weak person will fall for it, and you do not fall for things. You just, you're forgiving. You're forgiving. You're for sure. Like,
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're very forgiving. I have fallen for the hustle a couple times, and it's just like, once you realize it's a hustle, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like gambling. Like, I might lose money, but I'm not going to lose, like, my kids' college savings.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll lose a little bit of money and be like, oh, that sucked. But I'm not going to, like, sit at the table long enough to lose a lot.
Yeah. It's always so hard, because even as strong of a person as you can be, sometimes you choose to allow yourself to be in that position. Not to say that you are allowing yourself to deal with a narcissist, but, like, I've had a friend who I tried to warn about a bad relationship, something that was the potential of a bad relationship, and it sort of blew up in my face because I was being too cautious on their behalf. And I understand that every person has the right to look out for themselves and to make the mistakes that they're going to make, and that it's not up to me to save them or to come in to do that kind of thing. So over time, I have learned to be less like, dude, you got to watch out for that kind of thing, because it's really hard. And some people accept the fact that they are willing to take that gamble of it, like you were saying, because it's like, there's a potential that, like, this person could work out at some point, and these are just some kinks that are really in there and who they are as a person that you have to look past. Because you have to look past a person when they have so insecurities, you have to look past a person when they have depression. So it's technically true that you do also have to look past a person when they have narcissism. It's just another,
it's true, it's just narcissism is usually
it's harder
one to break, because it's so ingrained in their
and it's also
system. But I would say that a lot of times I think my strength is actually my weakness in that regard, because I get it into my head that maybe I'm a little too strong, maybe I'm a little too not aggressive but intimidating, and I try to tone that down and make excuses like, okay, this is just your mind going here, this is just your training, and then you're like, nah, fuck that, my training was good, I knew that something was wrong here, and I didn't listen to any red flag. Like, I'm like the worst at red flags. You could wave one right in my face, and I'm like, oh, get this pink flag out of my face. It's like, more, really, it's more like of a maroon color. Flag.
Oh man, that red flag really makes your eyes pop. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, red is a good color on you.
Oh, you're so pretty. I really like that color on you. So flattering.
Yeah.
You know, that would look really good in a tux, don't you think? Wink, wink.
Now I'm going to get dick pics and narcissists like, hey, girl.
You're going to get dick pics wrapped in a red scarf. Just like.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. That'll make dick pics a little better if they just have like a little.
Yeah. Like a little red bonnet and just.
Red scarf flying from it.
Oh my God. If it wore like a little bow tie. Like a little mini top hat. Oh, that would
be great. Yeah, or a beret. Put a little beret on the top and a little scarf on it. Send me your French dick pics.
Now remember, make sure you send her a Venmo first. Wait, what is your Venmo?
That's a good question.
Well, mine is at I am Jose Chavez. So if you guys want to send it to me, maybe I'll send it to her. We'll see.
I'll figure it out. I'll tell him later. And then I think it's like Ariel _ Washington or some shit like that. All right, look up Ariel Washington. It'll pop up.
Yeah, that's true.
But it'll be my picture.
You're not the only one, even with your
wacky. I'm like one of three.
Even with your wacky writing.
They'll know who I am because we're posting a picture of our hair, our glorious hair.
That is true. I don't do that. Oh, speaking of which, yeah, we're gonna have to wrap this up.
Yes, we are.
So let's wrap it up now. Let's go ahead and do the plugs before I forget. Ariel is going to be hitting some mics, so she and I will be hitting some open mics. And
we're
last year,
see how this goes.
Yeah, last year we did not meet our goal, but
I couldn't.
I know. I understand.
Out of town. He gave me like an impossible goal, and I tried to reach it.
It wasn't impossible.
It was pretty impossible. I had to work like 8 of the 10 days left of that month.
I mean, you could have done open mics at your work. So
no, my whole life is an open mic at my job. I'm That's hilarious.
True. What do you have any plans or anything? Is something you want to like push for? Not even like a New Year's resolution, but like, is there something that you have in mind that you really want to make sure that you accomplish in this year, or at least in the coming months?
This year, there's a few things. Like, I really do want to get my own pottery wheel. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird, but I just like want to practice that at home and learn and hone it and have like my own little hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn to ride a motorcycle.
Okay.
And get my motorcycle license and get a motorcycle, mm-hmm. if possible. And yeah, I want to get a manager, an agent. I got lots of plans. I want to take Muay Thai again and actually take that consistently because I just like the exercise of it. I'm not planning to fight, but
that's always good to have.
I feel like it would feel good.
Yeah.
To do on stressful days.
You know, one thing that have you been watching Trigger Warning with?
I saw 2 episodes.
Yeah.
And a half, actually. So, I'm still like figuring out how I feel about it. I wasn't sold. Like, I do want some Cripacola.
Yeah.
And some blood pop, but
it's
just I feel like there are bones there in the story.
There's a premise there that can become.
Yeah, it's just not being done as thoroughly and as well as I would hope.
Well, the one thing I was going to say about that one is I don't even know if that was that specific episode, but the episode about trades. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't.
So there's an episode that's about learning a trade where they talk to these kids.
Oh yeah, I saw half of that one. So zoned out halfway through.
I think that one thing that I kind of want to start doing is like I do want to learn a trade. Like I was helping my stepdad work on some apartments, and there was like, even though it was sort of minimal, it was mostly just a painting, it was still sort of like a thing where I was like, okay, I kind of want to get to where he's at. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to do it at his speed or the pace that he's like conditioned to, but I think sort of as a thing on the side where there isn't a deadline of having to do this for a client, I want to kind of learn how to do that kind of stuff. So I think a good goal for people to start working on is learning a trade, something for yourself. Like, you know how you guys make your soaps?
Yeah.
You want to have a pottery wheel so you can.
Yeah, I have a sewing machine. Exactly. I'm going to practice more. I would like to be more. I think that a lot of millennials are going that way, is where they're just becoming more self-sufficient because, we can't afford shit.
Yeah, so
anymore
you can
in
learn
this economy, so you can learn how to do it for yourself.
And that's what Etsy is. I mean, Etsy is people who figured out how to do things. So that's I mean, why not?
But it's just like, you know, you see all these ads where it's like millennials are ruining Applebee's. Like, no, we're just learning to cook for ourselves because you've priced us out of every market.
That's true. We can't afford half the shit you guys make. If you guys maybe hooked us up with some discounts, we would go more.
Or just paid us better when we worked for you.
Well, let's not push it that far. Come on. What are they going to do? Treat us like the individuals we are?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's ridiculous. All right. So how can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Ariel J. Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I changed it recently. So it's not Ariel Was Here. It's Ariel J. Washington. And I believe on Facebook, it's still at Ariel Was Here.
Oh, okay. All right. So you guys know how to follow me at I Am Jose Chavez. At I Am Jose Chavez on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Venmo. What's up?
I was going to say, if they go to my website, AerialJWashington.com.
Uh-huh.
It has links to all of that. So you can knock three birds with one stone.
That's
you
true.
You know what I'm saying? So go on that website.
Go on that website. Drop the traffic.
And you can find my Facebook.
Send her a dick pic through the website. Perfect.
Yeah, but Venmo first.
Venmo first. And then do all that. And then I'll if you guys can't find her, I'll leave you her phone number. No,
I'm just doing everything to ruin your life.
Yeah. I'll let you guys know what intersection she's at. No. So, yes, that is all. AwkwardlySocialComedy.com. Don't forget, come out February 21st. You guys, I'm going to be performing out in Bakersfield and Ventura, which is sort of the only sort of not in the valley shows that I have coming up. If you guys are in either Bakersfield or California, Bakersfield or Ventura, I am going to be at, I wish I'd brought this up a little bit sooner, but let's see here. You know
what?
He
keeps saying we have to go, and then he like finds more stuff to talk about.
That's true. You know what? I'll promote that next time because they're not till March anyhow. So I'm going to shut up now. Y'all take care and shut up. Gotta go. Bye. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up.